Chazor zu sich, nishma sabachi ches kushag, vim Yehudim sech l'shabes daf ayin. Mishna said ha'yidea shu Shabbos. The Gemara asks, why is it in the first case of Mishna when he's unaware it's Shabbos and he does many malachas, only chayv one chattas. But when he's aware it's Shabbos, he's just unaware of the malachas, then he's chayv a separate chattas for each av malacha. So Rav Safra explains, when he's unaware of Shabbos, and he's doing malachas, and you tell him it's Shabbos, he stops whatever he's doing. Meaning his mistake is legabi one thing, legabi the Shabbos, therefore it's only one chattas. On the other hand, when he knows it's Shabbos, and then he's doing, but he doesn't know about the malachas, if you tell him it's Shabbos, he's not going to stop, because he knows it's Shabbos already. But if you tell him what he's doing is Osir, then he's going to stop. Then each malacha is now a separate entity, and therefore you have to bring a separate chattas for each and every one. It's a separate mistake for each av malacha. Rav Nachman asks, like, that's not right. Because even when he doesn't know it's Shabbos and you tell him it's Shabbos, it's not a mistake, Ligabi, just Shabbos. Meaning he stops, if you tell him it's Shabbos, he stops doing malachas because he now realizes that every malacha that he's doing is Asr. So it's not just about Shabbos. It's about the day being Shabbos and the malachas being Asr on that day. So rather, Rav Nachman says that when he's unaware of Shabbos, there's only one mistake that he made. Therefore, he brings one chattas. When he's unaware of the malachas, he makes a mistake l'gabi each malacha. And therefore, there's many mistakes, and for each mistake, he has to bring a separate chattas. Mishnah said, chayav al kol malacha malacha. How do you know that each malacha requires its own chattas, even though when they're performed in one period of unawareness? So Shmuel says, the pasuk says, mechaleha mois yumas, double lashon, mois yumas, there are many mises, meaning many, many chatois, many karbonas that would have to be brought. Even though this pasuk really refers to a mezid, but it's not needed for the case of mezid, so therefore we can use it to teach a case of shoigig. Why doesn't Shmuel instead learn it like Rav Nosson, who says, from the fact that the Torah singles out the malacha of havara, of lighting a fire, from there we learn out that every malacha is separate and requires a separate carbon. Rav Seka Shmuel holds that the Torah singling out havara is to teach that for havara there is no misa. And that, like Rabbi Yossi says, and therefore it's not available for Rav Nosson's drasha. Rabbi Zayi, why doesn't Shmuel learn like Rabbi Yossi, who learns it from the pasuk of Yosem, me'achas mehena, that there can be many chatois for one Shabbos? Why doesn't Shmuel learn out like that? He doesn't agree with the drasha of the words of achas and heina, me achas, me heina, as Rabbi Yossi has to make many drashas in the words. He doesn't agree with those drashas, and he says he can't be darshan in that way, and therefore he can't come up with the drasha of Rabbi Yossi from here, and that's why he has to go back to the pasuk of mechallel mois yumas. Rabbi Yisrael of Nachman, what if someone's unaware that today is Shabbos, and he's also unaware that malachas are also on Shabbos? Is he chayiv only one chattas, or is he chayiv for multiple chattas? Rabbi Nachman answered, since he's unaware that it's Shabbos, he only has to bring one chattas. Mari asked, yeah, but he also wasn't aware of the malachas. I presume he should have to bring a separate chattas for each malacha. So rather, Rav Ashi says, we look to see why he stops doing the work. Meaning, if he stops doing the work when he's told it's Shabbos, then we know that the ikir is that he didn't realize it's Shabbos, and he only brings one. But if he stops the work when he's told this is malacha, then it means that the ikir was that he didn't realize the malachas, and therefore he'd have to bring separate chattas for each malacha. Ravina asked, it's really both reasons. He stops because it's Shabbos and because the malacha is also on Shabbos. So he doesn't stop for one reason over the other. So rather, he says the taka is no difference, and therefore, in either case, he's only going to be chayav one chattas, no matter what his reaction is based on. Mishnah says that there are 39 avos malachas, right? The 40 minus 1, 39 avos malachas. And the Gemara explains why did the Mishnah say 39? To teach that even though there are many more malachas, but they fit into 39 avos, 39 sort of umbrella groups. That's the maximum chatois you can bring for any one Shabbos would be 39. Now this can make sense if you say to someone who's unaware of Shabbos and he's unaware of the malachas, he can be chayiv a separate malacha of each one, then the Mishnah is discussing the dafka this case. However, if you say that only one chatos is brought when he doesn't realize the Shabbos and he doesn't know the malachas, Ibazoi, the only way that he'd ever bring 39 chatois is when he knows it's Shabbos, and he doesn't know about it. He does all the malachas b'shoigig. But now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, can make sense because we could say, like we learned earlier, that this is a case where he's a shoigig l'gabi the chorus. But according to Rish Lakish, you say he has to be a shoigig l'gabi the lav. How could it be? What does that mean? He knows it's Shabbos if he doesn't know any of the malachas. Then what does he know it's Shabbos? In regard to what does he know it's Shabbos? The Gemara says that we said earlier that he holds Rabbi Akiva, who says that the halacha of tchum is deraisa, even though it's not one of the 39 malachas. So lemaisa, so he means when he's a zodin l'gabi Shabbos, he's aware of Shabbos with regard to the din of tchumen, but he's not aware of the 39 malachas, and therefore he could be that he knows it's Shabbos l'gabi tchumen, even though he doesn't know it's Shabbos. Meaning it's to say that he doesn't know the other 39 malachas. He doesn't even know that they're lavim. Rava says, if someone cut tfua, let's say, and then he ground it, all on Shabbos, he cut it off the land, and then he ground it into flour, so each malacha was done on the proper size, a dried fig, which is the minimum size to be oivet malacha, but he did it because he was unaware that they were Shabbos. He was aware of malacha, but he was unaware of Shabbos. And then, so he did that. And then he did those same two malachas again, but this time, he was aware it was Shabbos, but he was unaware that these malachas are Asr. And he then became aware of his first mistake of doing the first cutting and grinding, and he separated a chatos for that one. For that, he only needs one chatos because he was mistaken. The Gabbai Shabbos, he only separated one chatos. And after separating the chatos, he became aware of the second set of malachas he did. Which for that one, really, he would need two chatos because he knew it was Shabbos and it was just a mistake. The Gabbai the malachas. The halacha is that the chatos that he separated for the first set of malachas actually makes him potter from needing altogether a second. That takes care of his second set of malachas as well. However, if he first became aware of the second set of malachas and has separated one chatas so far for the second set, and he really needs two, that first chatas will actually take care of both malachas of the first set of malachas that he did, but he'll still need a second chatas for the grinding of the second set. Abaye says once he separates for the cutting of the second set, that one exempts him from the first set cutting and grinding, and once, because that one gets rid of the grinding from the first set, it through Greira, it gets rid of the grinding from the second set of malachas that he did as well. So at the end of the day, he's only going to need one carbon in this particular case. But it's the same shame malacha.